Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله Our deen guides us regarding every aspect of our lives. Our halal rizq must be spent in such a way that we must get benefit of that in this dunya and the hereafter. The wealth which is spent on good things, inshallah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment, we will see the benefit of that, and it will become a cause of our salvation, our nijat. Therefore, in Quran and in Hadith, in the books of fiqh and in the books of great scholars, it has been identified where we should spend our wealth so you can get the maximum benefit. Few places scholars have identified. Number one is, one should spend his halal rizq on good food. If Allah has given enough rozi, you must eat well. Eat good and healthy food. And niyat should be that by eating this food, my body will get power. And with that power, I will do more ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because if I am weak and my body does not get the right food and good food, I won't be able to do much. I'll be weak, I'll be sickly. So it would affect my ibadat. So if I am healthy, eat healthy and spend my halal rizq on buying good food for myself and eat good food and eat well, I will be able to work even harder and earn more halal rizq, which can be beneficial to me, my family and the deen. So this is one place which is identified by the scholars, that how should you spend your wealth. Number two, spend your halal rizq on your wife and on your children, or fulfilling their jais needs. Clothes, medical, education. So So that's the place where you should be spending your halal rozi. Look after your children is your responsibility. Sharia is put upon your shoulders. And do it with the niyat of sawab. Everyone spend their money on their children, even kafirs spend their money on their children. But they do it because of that natural love that a person has towards his family, towards his wife, towards his children. But Muslim should have a different mindset. That I'm spending because this is ibadat. I'm fulfilling the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's where your halal rizq should be spent. Number three, to fulfill the rights of your parents and to fulfill their needs, your money should be spent on that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rights of parents and you are duty bound to fulfill it. They have done great favors upon you. They brought you up. They looked after you. They gave you good akhlaq, good training, good upbringing. They spent their hard earned money upon you. Now you are a young man and they are old. They are unable to do that hard work what they used to do when they were young. They're old, they're sickly. Because of the old age, they have many complications of health, pains in the body. Now it's your turn to look after them. They looked after you when you were weak, and now you must look after them when they are weak. At that point, you shouldn't be finding excuses not to spend. Unfortunately, many young people, when they married, they got their own wife and children. Not everyone, but many. They then say, look, I have my own responsibilities. I have to look after my children. And money is not enough. So they neglect them. This shouldn't be done. Even if it's a small portion, you should try to give them something. You should spend your rizq halal on them. And number four, spend your money on your close relatives of your parents. Close relatives of your parents, spend money on them. Your chacha, phuphi, khala, they are the close relatives of your parents. Your mamu, your mother's brother, your mother's sister, your father's brother, your father's sister. They are close relatives of your parents. Even grandparents, they are the fathers or the mothers of your parents. Dada, dadi, nana, nani, you should spend money on them. Don't neglect them. See if they are in need of something, go ahead and help them. And also, number five, if Allah has given you the capacity, then you should spend your money on your general relatives, even if they are far distant relatives, your cousins, because they are bonded with you through a relationship. Allah has made that relationship. It's not your choice. Unfortunately, sometimes people don't even see their cousins for years, don't even find out how they are or make a phone call or meet them. That's not the right way. Our way, we Muslims, Muslims' way is different from other communities, from other nations. We should give them gifts. If they are in need of something, help them. Sometime invite them on a da'wat. That's where your halal money should be spent. And this must be with the intention of sawab, not to show that I'm very good or to get praises from people. Because the person who spends money, people praise them. That's an automatic reaction, but that shouldn't be in your niyat. Your niyat should be sila rahmi. I'm bonding with my relatives. Jo rishta Allah Ta'ala ne qayam kiya hai, main usko taza kar raha hoon, usko mazboot kar raha hoon. Is niyat se rizq-e-halal ka istemal kiya jaye. غریبوں مسکینوں اور یتیموں کی کفالت پر خرچ کیا جائے. Poor people, مسکین, destitute. There's a difference between فقیر and مسکین. فقیر is the person who's not صاحب نصاب. Maybe he got something. Maybe he works. Maybe he earns salary. But his income is so much that end of the month after spending, there's no saving. There's nothing left, hand to mouth. He's also fakir. And maskeen is that who got nothing. So to spend your halal rizq on them, to fulfill their needs, to uplift them, to help them when they are in need, this is also a place where you should be spending your halal rizq. Another area which has been identified by the scholars is that you should spend your money on the pious people. People who fear Allah, who fulfill the rites of Sharia, they don't commit open sins, follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are namazis, they have good akhlaq, they fulfill all the faraiz and wajibat and the sunnats. That person is called pious person, nek banda, muttaqi. If he is in need, you should spend your money on him. This is a place where the halal rizq must be used. Not on sinners. Sinners who are disobedient. Nafarman jo hain. Allah Azza wa Jal ke aur uske habib ke. Aur shariat ki parwaah nahi karte. Your money shouldn't be going towards that direction. Your money should be going towards the people who are pious, who are muttaqi. Masjid ki taamirat par kharch kijiye. Spend your halal rizq on building masjid, maintaining masjid, seeing that needs of the masjid are fulfilled, people working to keep up the work of the masjid, their salaries are paid, light and water bills are paid. So masjid functional properly, functions properly, and it does not have any difficulty. This is where your halal rizq should be spent. And you shouldn't be waiting that people must knock at your door and ask you, we need this, we need that. There is share in your halal rizq of masjid that you yourself should come and find out, is there a need? Koi zarurat hai? Kuch kar sakta hoon main? Offer karo. Kyunki haq hai. Aur jiska haq hai, uska haq dena hai. Intezar nahi karna hai ki koi aake puche. So that's where your halal money should be spent. Madaris, jamiat, and dini talaba. Madrasas, Darul Ulooms, Jamiat, and students of Ilm-e-Deen. spend your halal risk on them. We need madrasas that our children can get basic education. We need alims who can guide the ummah, who can tell masail, halal and haram, answer questions. So, ye sab darul uloom aapko dete hain, is tarah ke bande. To isme deen ka survival hai, there is a protection of deen. Aur deeni student ko bhi shamil kiya ulama ne. A student who's in Jamia and becoming an alim, you need to spend on his needs. Maybe you can sponsor a student, one student, two, five, according to what Allah has given you. Because you have no idea that this one student might become a manifestation of the knowledge of Ala Hazrat. Ye koi Shaykh ul Hadith ban jaye, koi Mufti Islam ban jaye, ye inhi mein se bante hain na. कोई डिबेटर बन गया, कोई मुफ्ती बन गया, कोई राइटर बन गया, किसी ने किताबें लिखी, ये वो तबका है. दीन को हिफाजत देते हैं, दीन पर इतराजात जो कायम होते हैं उनके जवाबात देते हैं ताकि दीन मजबूत हो. और अक्सर द मोस्ट स्टूडेंट्स कम फ्रॉम एवरेज फैमिलीज, फ्रॉम पुअर फैमिलीज, एंड देयर फैमिलीज कैन नॉट अफोर्ड द फीस ऑफ द जामियात. That's why Dawat Islami don't take fees. Because sometimes there is a good student who has a potential to become a great scholar of Islam. He can't be deprived because his parents are poor. So in Jamiat of Dawat Islami, the education is fee sabilillah. Boarding, lodging, khana, peena, ustadon ki tuition, unki tanhai, students ko nahi deni hai, their parents don't have to do. But the money must come from some way. So for that, the generous community, the business community, they take responsibilities. They sponsor students, they sponsor groceries, they sponsor salaries. तो ये जो आपका पैसा लग रहा है ना रिस्क के हलाल, ये जगह है लगाने की. सो दीज आर गाइडलाइंस दैट द शरिया हैज गिवन. एंड टू स्पेंड योर मनी ऑन औलिया इकराम एंड ऑन उलमा इकराम. औलिया आर दोज मशायख, पायस पीपल हु स्पिरिचुअली गाइड पीपल, बट दे आर द मेन ऑफ अल्लाह. They're not commercial type of peers. You know, there are many commercial types of peers. They don't care about Shariat. If they got 10 fingers, they're wearing 12 rings. You want to spend your money on them? If you spend your money on them, they'll be changing their cars every now and then. They'll be changing their furniture every now and then. They'll be making their houses more and more beautiful. But if you give your money to pious people, they'll spend it at the right place. Like today's living example, if you give any money as a gift to Amir-e Ahle Sunnat, what he does? He doesn't take that money at home and spend it upon his needs. He'll give it to Dawat Islam. We'll call a muballigh who's struggling. We'll give it to him to strengthen deen. They spend money to strengthen deen. Those are the awliya and mashayikh that you should be spending your money. And ulama ikram, you need to empower them. Normally in this age and time, ulama don't have their own income, maybe one in a thousand. So they depend on the mercy of the community. Community chanda kare aur phir wo unko koi tankha de. So their salaries are not very big, but they live respectfully. They don't go and open their hands in front of people, help me. Thoda zyada jo bhi mile, khush rehte hain. They make sabr with that. But they're happy that Alhamdulillah, Allah has chosen us to serve the deen. unke liye yahi kafi hai. But if someone quietly helps them, this is the place where you should be spending your halal risk, and that's identified by the ulama. Buy books of deen. There are muft mein kitabe nahi aati na. Books of deen, buy them. That's why you got maktaba outside. The books. Have your own library at home. So every now and then when you are free, pick up a book and read. That helps you to increase your knowledge and become strong in deen. Of course, when you buy books, you have to spend money. And that's the place where you should be spending your halal rozi. Miladun Nabi, Gyarmi Sharif, Urs, Fatiha, all these are ma'mulat of Ahle Sunnat. Spend your money on that. You will get barakat. Because that's the experience of the pious people, that they get barakat when they spend their halal risk on these type of things. So we take few guidelines from here. If Allah blessed us with extra money, more than our basic needs, then these are the places where we should be spending our wealth, our halal earned risk. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Jazakumullah wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubin.
May you keep ascending success. Said, O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Said.